Good evening. Welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your usual host, Harry Baya. But tonight, we're going to have a guest host. Jim Warden will be the host of the Wombats and Music show tonight. After I introduce him, I will let his show play. And I want to tell you about Jim a little bit, though. He's a professor of physics here at Emory and Henry College. He came here in the summer of 91, so he's been here quite a while. And this is his last year teaching full-time here at Emory. He's retiring after this year. I'm in the same building as Jim Warden, and I'll tell you a couple of stories about him. When I first got here, I was assigned an office in this building, Miller. I'm in the Fulton part of Miller, and I'm not too far. I'm two floors down from the big telescope on the roof. It's the Creed Fulton Observatory of Emory and Henry College. And I was delighted to see this great big telescope up there with the dome over it and everything. After I'd been here a month or so, I went into Jim Warden's office, who I understood ran the telescope. He and Mike Duffy, the other physics professor, asked him about the telescope and said, could I use it? Could I learn to use it? He said, oh, certainly. He said, we'd love to have someone else trained in how to use the telescope here in the building. So he trained me one night. We went up there and ran the telescope, and I went up another night with some students. Now, that was 5 years ago. I have used it exactly once since then. But I do have a key to the telescope. I can go up there, although I would get trained again before I would take anybody else up there. So let me tell you about that telescope, though. It's a rather large item. It was a grant, I think $30,000, $50,000, something like that. 10 or 15 years ago, it replaced an old telescope, which is still up there, a mechanical one. This is an electronic thing. It's a large telescope, and it's a beautiful, beautiful telescope. Well, I went up there with Jim to see it, and he showed me around on how to turn the dome and everything. I noticed these giant wooden things, constructions, sitting around like yokes and different pieces of plywood and 2x4s combined into specific shapes. I said, Jim, what are those things? He said, oh. He said, I had to make those. He said, after they installed the telescope, it didn't work. And I had to take it down and work on it. I said, take it down. I looked at the telescope up on its mount. I mean, the thing's got to weigh, I'd say 1,000 pounds. I don't know. But certainly it's a big, heavy object, not anything that four or five guys could easily lift. He said, yeah, I had to take it down and work on it, so I made up these things, and I used pulleys to lift it off the mount and bring it down to the floor where I could fix it. Well, this is the kind of, by the way, they put the telescope in with a crane. That's how they got it in there. So it's a big, heavy object. Jim, deciding to fix it, built his own devices, figured out how to do it, got the pulleys, pulled it off, took it down, fixed it, put it back. I think there are probably many Jim Warden stories like that one. I was quite impressed. A second thing is that tonight Jim plays music that he's heard and enjoyed. He doesn't play any of his own music, which is a shame. But in particular, he has a song called Roadkill Stew, which I've heard before. And it was played on NPR, I think for Car Talk, as the introductory song for quite a while. So Jim is a songwriter of some note. The world has heard his music. So Jim has done some good stuff. And I gather there are a lot of other stories that I don't know and a few that I do, but I won't get into them now. With no further talk, I will introduce you to Jim Warden's show. He's sitting in for me, Harry Baya, on Wombats and Music.
Good evening, Emory area listeners. This is Wombats and Music, coming to you on WEHC 90.7 on your dial. I'm Jim Warden, sitting in for your regular host, Harry Baya. Our studio is located on the campus of Emory and Henry College, and we're 9,000 watts strong. If you'd rather stream the program, we can be found on the college website at www.ehc.edu. I've been fortunate to be a part of the Swannanoa Gathering Contemporary Folk Week for a few summers. This total immersion workshop brings together a mix of recording artists and students like me, just to trade music and pick up a few techniques. This evening I'll share with you some of my favorite tracks and artists, mostly associated with the gathering. Our opening theme was Cozy's Waltz, an instrumental by Bill Gessner, a fellow student from Minnesota. First up, David Roth. David was raised in the nightclub scene in Chicago. As a child, he was introduced to the likes of Frank Sinatra and Jimmy Durante. David is equally at home on stage, in a club, or singing the national anthem for a major league game. His lyrics all have unusual twists. Here's Master's Degree from his CD, If You Can't Fly.
My partner's decided to go back to school. She's doing a master's degree. Have you ever been involved with a person who studies psychotherapy? At first I thought, hey, this could work really well. I'll get counseling free every day. But little did little old me ever picture the price I was going to pay. It's not just good morning, it's how are you feeling? I wish you could verbalize more. You're such a performer, except when we're sharing, and that's when your feet are halfway out the door. You're mad at your parents, you don't show your anger, you take geographical cures. You tell me you love me, but not very often, so how can I ever be sure? Well, that's what it's like when analysis strikes. But you know that there's more to the story. For every complaint or frustration, I have at least two other moments of glory. She shows me that I can have love in my life that is real and steady and trusting, and occasionally allows me the patience I need while my skeptical heart is adjusting. So whenever my dread and my terror come up, and relationship fills me with such fright, she's there to remind me that fear is just simply forgetting that everything's all right. Forgetting that everything's really all right, without all the pushing and shoving. As time passes, that's just the price that you pay. It's an increase in the cost of loving. My partner's decided to go back to school. It's giving us lots to discuss. If purple hearts are ever given to couples, I hope that they give one to us.
Next is Eric Garrison, who has been on the folk scene for a number of years. After a career of being on the road playing gigs, he's settled down to a day job of middle school English teacher. He has organized performance workshops on his own and was the head of Contemporary Folk Week at The Gathering for a decade. Lehigh Valley Line is an historical piece about, what else, coal, from his CD Looking for Egypt.
From the holy ground where Charlie sleeps, you can see the Susquehanna. Father of waters, father of sons. And she can see him now in his overalls, his blue and white bandana, carrying his lunch pail, singing now the day is done. Used to drive the coal cars coming up from Pennsylvania, Scranton up to Binghamton and on to Calicoon. To their boys he was a hero, to her he was Darling Charlie. She listens for that whistle, 'cause she knows he'll be home soon. He used to call her Mrs., but at night he called her Sally. And his hands were rough, but no, she did not mind. Now she stands upon the holy ground to watch the Susquehanna, listen for that whistle, on the Lehigh Valley line. She laid him out in his only suit, his blue and white bandana, folded in a packet, like she'd always done. And the gold band on his finger said, "Love from darling Sally." With one last rose of summer, she laid him in the ground. Nowadays are mostly memory, the thoughts they run to Charlie. And the cars no longer run the cool on up to Calico. She figures it's a good thing Charlie did not live to see. She listens for that whistle, 'cause she knows he'll be home soon. He used to call her Mrs., but at night he called her Sally. And his hands were rough, but no, she did not mind. Now she stands upon the holy ground to watch the Susquehanna. Listen for that whistle on the Lehigh Valley line.
This is Wombats and Music, coming to you from the Emory and Henry College campus on WEHC 90.7 on your dial. I'm Jim Warden, sitting in for your regular host, Harry Baia. Our next track is by Kate Campbell, who really needs no introduction. Kate has been in the business a long time with carefully written political commentary, views of religion from the perspective of a minister's daughter, and great arrangements. She's a great teacher as well. She can help you fix a faulty lyric in about a millisecond. From her CD, Portable Kate, Crazy in Alabama brings back a mixture of emotions to someone like me, raised in Memphis in the turbulent 60s.
I heard Odessa's mind was sick, that she was crazier than hell. The police caught her turning tricks down at the Blue and Gray Motel. Odessa was the neighbor's maid. She had 10 miles at home to feed. They bust her kids to Birmingham and put her in the county jail. Nobody seemed to give a damn. They say a white man posted bail. My dad said not to breathe a word. I told my brother all I heard. And the train of change was coming fast to my hometown. We had the choice to climb on board or get run down. It was crazy, grown men fight over segregation and civil rights. Martin Luther King, KKK, George C. Wallace, and LBJ. When the National Guard came in, I thought the world was gonna end. It was crazy in Alabama. dime, white people ordered. From the front, the side was full, the colored line, and we all were told they had their place because they were a different race. We spent hot summer afternoons at the public swimming pool, where the privileged and the few played on their island of cool blue, and brown children watched outside the fence. It never made one lick of sense. But the train of change was coming fast to my hometown. We had the choice to climb on board or get run down. It was crazy, there were grown men fights over segregation and civil rights. Martin Luther King and the KKK, George C. Wallace and LBJ. When the National Guard came in, I thought the world was gonna end. It was crazy in Alabama. My mama yelled, "Child, get inside." Drew the drapes, locked the doors. We watched the marchers passing by, felt the rumble, heard the roar, and they all held hands. They sang and wept, and freedom rang in every step. As the train of change was marching through my hometown, we had the choice to climb on board or get run down. It was crazy, there were grown men fights over segregation and civil rights. Martin Luther King, KKK, George C. Wallace and LBJ. When the National Guard came in, I thought the world was gonna end. It was crazy in Alabama. Well, I heard Odessa's mind was sick, that she was crazier than
Now a quick change of genre to jazz. I'm just playing this piece because I like it. Even if you're not a jazz fan, you've probably heard Dave Brubeck's Blue Rondo a la Turca with its unusual time signatures. Dave's son, Chris, and Bill Crowfoot played at E&H a few years ago and included this piece. On their CD, Across Your Dreams, they teamed up with the opera singer Friederike von Stade to record a lyric version of Blue Rondo. I was amused to hear that they thought this would never be played on the air, so let's prove them wrong. Listen carefully, it's fast.
Walking down the streets of Istanbul, street musicians playing cool, found it hard to tap my feet. What's that beat? Children danced and sang along, a swinging Turkish song. I stood and listened to them play. I was blown away.
before. Once it's in your head, you want some more. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, that's the beat driving this melody. Started having fun, counting 9, finding 1. I was thinking, this is great, what would it sound like to modulate? Started feeling right, bar and rhythm kept me up all night. So I wrote a tune to fit the time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Tried some lyrics, big mistake, tongue-tied, singers won't relate. Instrumental, bad, good work, call the tune Blue Rondo a la Turk. People dance in a trance. Everyone, everywhere having fun. Love the sound. My reality state department door. Uncle Sam booked us in Turkey and Pakistan. Tricky rhythms on my mind. Open ears all the time, played in Baghdad. Swung to Rome 7 more weeks till we're home.
What will friends say if you play this tune when you return?
Dave, are you out of your mind? This is too hard to learn.
No DJ ever will play this tune over the air.
My dream was all about taking time further out.
Listening to this beat, New Yorkers jumping feet. Big lines in the street, people will come to hear something new. Cool jazz, not in four, take 5 swings, give us more. Hip mixture seems to work, Turkish beat, classical form, all mixed up with a
Istanbul. People still think it's cool. Rubik, we appreciate rhythmically, don't have to play it straight. Gave us all a change in style, second nature and a while. Doesn't seem bizarre to me, now it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Back home, no tune like this, a beat that's kinda hard to miss. Musicians, not psychiatrists. Here's a twist, rock group stole it, that's a nice. Won a Grammy once or twice. Banjo players tried their left, big gitty black, gitty black. They've been doing concerts ever since. Jazz fans, popes, presidents, people around the world all want to hear Blue Rondo, part of a great career.
I recall when I first heard this tune so long ago.
Caught my ear, I was inspired, then how could I know? Didn't think, followed my instincts and just let it flow. It's all about taking time for the round.
Listening to this beat, Parisian stomping feet. World music, very chic, everyone came to hear something new. Song heard in every land, most people understand.
It's so amazing the bridges you build with a song.
This is Wombats and Music, coming to you from the Emory and Henry College campus on WEHC 90.7 on your dial. I'm Jim Warden, sitting in for your regular host, Harry Baya. Back to contemporary folk. Tom Kimmel is a Nashville writer who has produced lyrics for many of the country artists, but he has recorded a few CDs on his own and has produced a book of poetry. I took one of his classes at a Cedar Run workshop and can tell you he is full of ideas and fun to work with. Here's Pages from his album Light of Day.
Yesterday's wars stack up like old papers on the floor, pounding like old knocks upon my door, breaking like the ocean washing through my hands, changing this whole mountain into sand. You know me by the stories I have made. You know me looking out through boxes and cages, and it's hard to clearly see what's right in ordinary light. Does the truth filter down through the ages? We cannot see the end, so here we must begin. Tell me, what will we write on these pages? This open road showing only what it wants to show, calling when it's time for us to go, driven by emotion, pushing from the past, running till the spirit's free at last. And you know me by the stories I have made. You know me looking out through boxes and cages, and it's hard to clearly see what's right in ordinary light. Does the truth filter down through the ages? We cannot see the end, so here we must begin. Tell me, what will we write on these pages? Down through history we race across borders into empty space. We write a chapter, a fable, a line, a trace. Another heart may follow. And you know me by the stories I have made. You know me looking out through boxes and cages, and it's hard to clearly see what's right in ordinary light. Does the truth filter down through the ages? We cannot see the end, so here we must begin. Tell me, what will we write on these pages?
If you've never heard Roy Bookbinder on stage, you've missed a blues man with incredible energy. He's the real thing, and he can belt 'em out on his resonator and make your feet move by themselves. His CD, Polk City Ramble, has numbers by Gary Davis and Blind Blake, as well as a few of his own. Here's She Did You a Favor.
Did you a favor, went and walked out your door, had the nerve to tell you she didn't love you no more. Never miss a water till your well runs dry. Said the way that you got treated, that she said goodbye. Did you a favor, went and walked out your door. Well, before you get the habit of living with the blues, you better stop and look around and see what love can do. She did you a favor when she walked out your door. When you heard her say that she didn't love you no more, did you a favor, walked out of your door, had a nerve to, didn't love you anymore. Be glad that she left you, before things got too bad. Might have seen more trouble than you thought you'd ever have. Did you a favor when she walked out your door? Before you start to worry, better try and understand. You can find yourself another woman just like she found herself another. Yeah, she did you a favor when she walked out your door. When you heard her say that she didn't love you no more, your door, had the nerve to tell you she didn't love you anymore. Before you start to worry, you better try and understand. You can find another woman, she likes to find herself another man. Did you a favor when she walked your door? Well, I don't even try to call that girl on the telephone. Find someone new to love you, make the blues leave you alone. She did you a favor when she walked out your... When you heard her say that she didn't love you no more. Your door, had a nerve to, didn't love you anymore. Before you get the habit living with the blue, you better stop and look around and see what love can do. She did you a favor when she walked out your door.
You are listening to Wombats and Music, coming to you from the Emory and Henry College campus on WEHC 90.7 on your dial. I'm Jim Warden, sitting in for your regular host, Harry Baya. I met Billy Jonas at the Swannanoa Gathering a few years ago and took his performance class. Although Billy knows his way around a guitar, he will catch your eye and ear on stage playing found objects, such as plastic garbage cans, bicycle horns, frying pans, and the like. This next number from his CD Life So Far is one of his quieter and more sentimental pieces, entitled Sleeping Together.
Did not know what people meant when they said so and so was sleeping together. Because when Mom and Dad were fast asleep, I'd tiptoe in and gently creep between. We'd be sleeping together. I only knew between the two, my dreams are better, and all my fears disappeared. Sleeping together. We've been dating for a week. I finally kissed you on the cheek and said we should try sleeping together. You said that sounds premature. I did my best to reassure. I really mean just sleeping together. You said no tricks and don't be slick. You slept in your jeans and your sweater. In our cocoon, we lay like spoons, sleeping together. Hush, be still. Feel the beating of my heart. Hush, be still. This is where the music starts. Sleeping together. Sleeping together. Sleeping together. Someday when we're old and gray, if looks and lust have passed, I pray we're sleeping together. Now I lay me down to sleep and pray that love will keep us sleeping together. Our bodies lay like notes sustained. We're music together. The warmest chord I've ever heard. Sleeping together. Sleeping together. Sleeping together.
I know that many of you out there get your news and current events off the web, but there are still fans of the printed page. Here's an ode to the magazine by Bill Gessner, a fellow Swannanoa Gathering student from Minnesota, from his CD, Welcome to Gessnerville. I'm not sure what genre it belongs in, somewhere between quiet rap and a chant, maybe. See what you think.
Greatest thing in the contemporary scene, there ain't nothing like a magazine. Bend your ear and I'll tell you why. You want a hot tip from a real cool guy? Magazine. 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 Get hip to a magazine. Cosmopolitan, Glamour and Time. People Magazine is a favorite of mine. Take a look around now, ain't life grand? Down at your local magazine stand. Magazine. 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 Get hip to a magazine. Baseball Digest, Newsweek, Esquire, TV Guide, and the National Enquirer. Some people I know live on beans. Me, I live on magazines. Magazine. 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 Get hip to a magazine. Popular Mechanics, Stereo Review, Motor Trend and Vogue, and the Sporting News. If you're running short of time, you'll know what I mean. I don't read books, I read magazines. Magazine. 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 Get hip to a magazine. Good Housekeeping and Ladies' Home Journal, True Detective and Family Circle. I wouldn't cross a desert without a canteen. I can't get through the day without my magazine. 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 Get hip to a magazine. National Geographic and the National Star, Better Homes and Gardens and Harper's Bazaar. Hot off the press, lay down the green, spend your money on a magazine. 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 Get hip to a magazine. Modern Romance, Field and Stream, Mademoiselle and Teen Scene. Make True Confession your new routine. Subscribe to a magazine. 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 Get hip to a magazine. Yeah, I've learned about myself from Psychology Today. At the library I read Arizona Highway, Organic Gardening, Holstein Breeder, Yoga Journal, and the Utney Reader. Magazine. 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 Get hip to a magazine. They're the greatest thing in the contemporary scene. There ain't nothing like a magazine. Bend your ear and I'll tell you why. You want a hot tip from a real cool guy. Magazine. 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 Get hip to a magazine.
This is Wombats and Music, coming to you from the Emory and Henry College campus on WEHC 90.7 on your dial. I'm Jim Warden, sitting in for your regular host, Harry Baia. Our next artist is Phyllis Tannerfry, a fellow Swannanoa Gathering student who has a plaintive delivery and some solid lyrics along the lines of, say, Gillian Welch. This piece, titled Angel, is more in the country genre. It's from her CD, Now and Then.
Are you my angel, come to save my life? Something eternal in your face. Something elusive that doesn't leave a trace. Are you my angel, my messenger of grace? Can you transport me from this God-forsaken place? Are you my angel, come to set me? Can you break this rusty chain? Can you untie me and help me dance again. Are you my angel? Do you think I still can? Do you remember me? Broken me in two, but I saved the pieces and I'm looking for the glue.
Time is almost up, so I've saved one of the coolest artists for last. Ray Chesna is known around Swannanoa Gathering for being able to add some spice to anyone's performance with his accompaniment. He teaches theory and guitar, but is a genuine showstopper on stage. From his CD, The Perfect Blend, this little blues number is dedicated to the hardworking folks in IT. It's called, of course, Computer Blues.
Get your password, baby. just won't be satisfied. You said you were my lover, my sweetheart and my pet, but you've been leaving your cookies all along the internet. Your windows are wide open, baby, and honey, I can see all your files. But till I get your password, baby, I just won't be satisfied. Get your password, baby. I just won't be satisfied. Well, your folders are together, babe. Everything is in its place. You've got the cutest graphical user interface. Face, I said, your windows are wide open, babe, and honey, I can see all your files. But till I get your password, baby, I just won't be satisfied.
That's it for Wombats and Music this evening on WEHC, the voice of Emory and Henry College at 90.7. We'll leave the studio with Roy Bookbinder's Polk City Ramble. Thanks for sharing my varied tastes in acoustic music. This has been Jim Warden sitting in for Harry Baya. In parting, I'll just say, try to learn something new every day. Leave the planet a little bit greener, and try altruism when you have the chance. Bye now.